For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with his Myanmar counterpart U Thein Sein in Beijing. During the meeting on Friday, President Xi expressed the hope to boost border trade and personnel exchange. He also pledged to continue offering help for reconstruction in Myanmar's flood-hit areas. President Xi said U Thein Sein attached great importance to bilateral ties, as shown by his presence at China's commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the victory of the war against Japanese aggression. He said during the Second World War, China was the main eastern battlefield and Myanmar was also an important Asian theatre. Both countries made great contributions to the victory. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma have vowed to make a China-Africa summit later this year a successful event. The two countries announced today in Beijing that the sixth ministerial meeting of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation will be upgraded to a summit. The heads of state from the two countries will invite African state leaders to the summit, which is scheduled for December 4th to the 5th in South Africa. During a meeting with Zuma, President Xi said China will work with African countries for the success of the summit. Zuma is now in Beijing for activities commemorating the 70th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression. China's largest high-speed rail car maker has launched an assembly line in the northeastern U.S. state of Massachusetts, which is expected to create hundreds of local jobs. China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation will assemble 284 subway cars in Springfield to replace the aging fleets of red and orange lines, which connect Cambridge to downtown Boston by 2023. The CRRC is aiming to win high-speed railway contracts in the U.S., and it has shown enormous interest in projects from California to Texas. A Chinese businessman has made one of the largest ever donations to a New Zealand university in order to boost research into cancer. Auckland University said on Friday that Liang Ren Li donated 10 million New Zealand dollars, or around $6.36 million, for research at the university's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences. Professor John Fraser, Dean of the faculty, said the donation was the largest in its 50-year history. Li, who has lived in New Zealand for 20 years, was diagnosed with lung cancer in February. Pakistan National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz is now in Afghanistan to explore ways to revive the stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents. The Pakistan-brokered peace talks were postponed following the death of Taliban's supreme leader, Mullah Omar. The Afghan government later cancelled the talks after the Taliban carried out several deadly attacks. Aziz's visit is seen as an important landmark as he will hold bilateral meetings that could help reduce tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. He is scheduled to meet Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his Afghan counterpart Hanif Atmar. At least 42 passengers have been injured after four coaches of an express train derailed in southern India. The incident occurred early on Friday morning, which disrupted train movement in the region for over 5 hours before it was later restored. All the injured have been rushed to a nearby hospital. The condition of three are said to be serious. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has ordered rescuers to carry out search operations until all the victims of a sunken boat off Malaysia are found. The wooden boat, which is believed to have been heading for Indonesia carrying 70 Indonesian migrant workers, capsized on Thursday off Malaysia's western coast. As of Friday, the death toll has risen to 15. Some 19 others have been rescued. Indonesian rescuers from the National Search and Rescue Office have been conducting the operation and also coordinating with national police for identification of the victims. A 65-year-old man on a surf ski has become the 13th shark attack victim in Australia's New South Wales since February. He suffered extensive leg injuries and was airlifted to a hospital at midday local time on Friday. Meanwhile, the first great white sharks were tagged last week as part of the New South Wales government's new monitoring measures to protect North Coast communities following the spate of attacks in recent months. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.